The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Mike Platania. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up this week, a parking lot and the Fan could become a new apartment complex. Tell us about what the plans are there.
Dominion Energy had owned about 5 acres in the Fan for decades. It's off Grayland Avenue, kind of in the south end of the neighborhood near the downtown expressway. And a few years ago, they decided to put it all up for sale. And last year, the deal finally closed. They got $15 million for all of it. And the main buyer is a DC development firm called Audio Partners. They bought an old office and warehouse that Dominion hadn't really been using, as well as a 2-acre parking lot. The news this week is that they filed plans for a pair of 4-story apartment buildings on those vacant lots. They're going to total 221 apartments. Audio is already working on converting that office and warehouse complex across the street into 125 apartments. They're looking to break ground on the new construction stuff by the end of the year. This development is particularly notable because the Fan really doesn't see dense development quite like that. For example, the Carey Street Station, former bus barn project that's right across the street from this, that brought 286 units to the Fan. Audio developments are going to be bringing almost 350.
And in the Museum District, a new tenant is looking to set up shop in the Izzy's Kitchen location. Who's moving in?
Yeah, this story we received a lot of feedback on from folks from the Lynchburg area. It's about the Texas Inn, which is a kind of a greasy spoon style old school diner that's been in Lynchburg since the 1920s. It's changed ownership a few times over the years, and the current owner is David Saunders. He's a Richmond local, and earlier this month, he announced that he's bringing the inn to Richmond. And at the time, the exact location of where he was planning to put it wasn't known yet, but we were able to break this week that the Texas Inn is taking over the Izzy's Kitchen building on Park Avenue. It's in that notch that's become known as the Devil's Triangle. They're working on a new lease for it there. They're also planning to renovate the building, trying to get the Texas Inn open this spring. Izzy's Kitchen, meanwhile, isn't totally going away. The owner, Joe Carter, told me that he's working on getting into the packaged goods business for Izzy's, plans to bottle and sell and distribute their most popular soups and sauces.
And finally this week, Manchester is getting a new market in the area. Fill us in on what's happening there.
To get ahead of it, it's not a grocery store, but it's a neighborhood market is coming to the area. A group led by this guy named Dean Al-Assad, which owns the Northside Gourmet Market, as well as the Mocha Market in Oregon Hill, as well as a few others around town, bought a vacant building on the 1100 block of Hull Street with plans to open not just a kind of a neighborhood market there, but as well as a ice cream parlor and a coffee shop. Al-Assad's group's markets, they kind of tout them as being a little bit nicer than your traditional corner convenience store. They say they stock a lot of fresh produce, bread, organic foods, things like that. And he told me they want to go a little bit further with the Manchester market with a full deli counter and things like that. Again, it's not a grocery store. It's something that you know, the demands for a Manchester grocery store is something that we hear about all the time. This isn't quite it, but it's something, and Al-Assad told me that they're hoping to have this open in a month or two.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Mike Platania from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help 4 men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.